Welcome to episode 168 of the Family Podcast Network. Doc, it's me. I've come back from the future.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. With a master's degree in counseling psychology and 6 years of showing parents how to de-stress their parenting, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. The date today is November the 2nd, 2012. Our topic for today is FPN, a year in review. That's right, we're going to talk a little bit about the past. We're going to talk a little bit about the present, and we're going to talk a little bit about the future, not only of the Family Podcast Network, but also the Real Family Guys podcast. Many of you guys are probably tuning in to listen to the standard Real Family Guys podcast that tunes in every Friday. Don't worry. Never fear. This will be back on. Today, we're going to do a very special edition. It's really not FPN. It's not Real Family Guys podcast either. And so today is going to be kind of the interim day. So we're going to talk about a year of FPN and Real Family Guys podcast in review, past, present, and future. We're going to go over all three of those. Seriously, it's actually going to be a really good episode today. And we're also going to discuss who is going to be the next co-host of the Real Family Guys podcast. And let me tell you, I don't know what your belief systems are, whether you just want to believe it's pure amazing coincidence or if you want to believe that it's providence. I personally believe the latter, but one way or the other, the way things turned out worked out so incredibly well. So we'll talk a little bit about that here in just a minute. Before we get into that, let's get into our housekeeping for today. If you want to get free updates on the episodes that I'm coming out with, what did Trey talk about today? Is today one of those days that I'm really having a problem with what he's talking about, and I want to get that in, and this is one I don't want to miss? I can answer those questions for you in a simple, easy way. If you'll put in your name and your email address in the sidebar over at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, then you can make sure that you get updates on every single thing that comes out. You get a nice, easy little email that just tells you what the topic about is today and a little bit that you can read through it. So you can pop it open in the morning, make that decision right then. So check that out. It's awesome. Guys, also don't forget to like us on Facebook. Facebook has become kind of a turd. I'm going to probably actually post something, and then I'm going to actually have to pay to promote it. So that way people will know to do it. But if you haven't looked up the stuff, if you want to keep getting my feeds and what we're talking about, we talk about funny stuff at FPN. We go through interesting stuff. You have to hover over the settings and then hover over the name and then click add to interests. If you don't add it to your interests, you'll only see about 10% of the posts, which is kind of a robbery as far as I'm concerned. There are things that I subscribe to that I want to see, and I want them on my post, and I don't want to pay $7. You know, I don't want people paying $7 for me to see what I want to see, but it's just the way it is. Okay, I'm off my gripe session now. Also, guys, go check out the blog, www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog, or over on the site, if you'll go up to the very top, you'll see where it says blog right between about and contact us. Jump on over there. My wife has been blogging for us for Family Podcast Network, and she is doing amazing. And I'm not just saying that because she's my wife, because believe me, if my wife is stinking something up, I say something. I'm very honest, so that way that my compliments are very, very genuine when I give them. And I'm not saying that just because I want to build up FPN. I mean, if I felt like it was crap, I just wouldn't say anything. She does an amazing job. She has an absolute gift at writing. You need to go check out Corey's blogs. The last one I think that she put out was Catching Them Doing It Right. It was so good. It was so good. Go check that out. Guys, also, if you want to support the show at 30 cents per episode, that's right. If you want to become a PTACR, Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kid, just a funny way to say support the show. Crap, Trey, we love the fact that you kick out 3 times a week amazing shows that we get a lot from, and he does it for completely free. We want to help support that. We love having your support. Guys, also, if you want to contact us, Trey, I got a question. What do I do if? Man, I'd love to hear about this. Could you do a podcast over? I would love to get that in recorded form. The reason for that is I would like to start playing those over the show. You can leave out your name if you want. You can just give yourself a pseudonym if you'd prefer to do that. And then just ask a question about what you want to hear something over or some of the things like that. I want to do that. I get tons of email requests. The majority of the last few sessions have been email requests. I'd love to get those into spoken format. And I just think it sounds cool. I think it helps other people connect and go, oh, wow, I'm not the only person dealing with this mess. It helps me. I love getting everybody's stories because, oh, God, thank goodness we're not the only ones dealing with this. So anyway, if you guys want to do that, you can contact me through email, Trey Gibson at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. You can also do that through internet voicemail. If you'll see over on the right-hand side of the page, it says, ask Trey a question. If you have a microphone connected to your computer, it is as easy as clicking that and then hitting the record button, and then it'll record your voice, and then you can put in your name and your email address if you'd like for me to get back to you, and then submit. It's super easy. It's like two steps. Boom, you're done. It's amazing. I love it. Anyway, you can do that. Ask a question. Then, guys, also, if you're out and about, maybe you're traveling in traffic, taking the kids to school, picking them up, and you're stuck, right? Or maybe you're sitting in a doctor's appointment, you know, listening to this, and boom, all of a sudden it hits you. I want to hear something on this. All you got to do, jump on over, call 661-PARENT-0. Again, that is 661-PARENT-0. Whenever you do that, you can leave a voicemail through Google Mail and let me know what it is that you want to hear something on. So again, that is 661-PARENT and then the number 0. All right. I am so fired up about today. Now, there's kind of a multiple reasons behind this. Number one, I'm going to be honest. I'm having a guy weekend this weekend, and I'm pretty dadgummed excited about it. It's going to be me, guys, meat. I'll be honest, some cigars. I want to make sure I'm very clear here. For those of you that just went, oh, I'm talking, I don't smoke much. I'm talking occasional cigar once a month, maybe once every 2 months sometimes. But every so often, I like to sit down. Actually, I'll probably wind up smoking a pipe. I like to smoke a pipe and tobacco. For all of you guys that just went, oh, Trey, no, I smoke a tobacco pipe. But anyway, I'll probably actually smoke a pipe. It's a little less caustic and sweet tasting tobacco. But anyway, we'll probably do that. And then, and most of you guys know out here, I've never held it, you know, I've never held it a secret. I'm a big time shooter. I love to shoot. I love to shoot rifles and pistols and all that other good junk. And so I'm going to be going shooting this weekend. And I want to make sure that I always clarify, when we say shooting, we mean utmost, absolute, 100% to the maximum degree that we can go, carefulness and safety with what we're doing. And we take them very, very seriously. And so anyway, just want to throw that out there. But man, I'm pumped. I get to go tomorrow, man. I'm talking, the best part is the fellowship for me. It's just, we get to have fun as guys. We crack up, we laugh, we start up a campfire, you know, we smoke our pipes and cigars, we have a good time, we go shooting the next day, laugh, eat breakfast. I mean, it's just a ton of fun, and I'm so pumped up about it. So if I seem a little maybe over the top today or something, that's why. I'm so fired up, I'm having a hard time staying in my chair. So anyway, I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about the episode today, talking a little bit about Family Podcast Network. I want to walk you guys again through the past. I want to talk about where we've come from, where we started just over a year ago. Where were we when this first started? Where did it come out of? And then just kind of talk about how it built up. And then we're going to talk a little bit about where we are now. And then we're going to talk some about what are the plans for 2013. Because I've got some big plans. And I'm talking some things that are going to really, really bring the value. Heavy duty. Oh my gosh, I got to get me a piece of that value to Family Podcast Network. And we're talking about that stuff that's going to allow you to take your parenting to the next level. Because I honestly believe that out of our standard watchers or listeners every single week, I believe that there are many of you guys that are at that point where you're like, this is great. I'm ready to go to the next level. Can we shift the gears? Can we put it in overdrive, Trey? I'm ready. And so 2013 is going to be the year for you as well. Don't get me wrong. We're going to still continue doing the foundational stuff. Brand new listeners that just came on today, they're like, oh, wait, Trey, don't rush ahead of me. Don't worry. We're not going to leave you behind at all. We're going to be right along with you. You're going to be able to do that too. And the door is always going to be open if you guys want to move it to the next level. So anyway, with no further ado, let's jump into the topic for today. So, you know, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about where did FPN come from, because I didn't just go, boing, okay, I'm going to have FPN now. We're going to call it the Family Podcast Network, and then boom, we're going to do it. I mean, it really started very different. So years ago, I began listening to this guy named Jack Spirko over at a place called 5MinutesWithJack.com. And he had a 5-minute segment, I think about once a week, and there were videos. And so I sat down, started listening to the videos, and I think I listened to one or two in the middle of it. He just brought up this concept. He said, you can start a website, and you don't have to have all this coding experience. And I thought, huh, that's interesting. And then he began talking about things like about passion. You know, he said, you know, well, you know, you can do this. You can, you know, you just, you know, take it whatever it is that you're passionate. Take whatever it is that you, that when people look at you and they talk about you, they think, yeah, they know more about this than the average person. And they said, then you can build yourself this, you know, this site, and then you can make money off of it. And, you know, this was totally foreign to me. At the time, I was working just a low-paying job in a field that I was in the psychology field. And, I mean, there's money to be made out there, but not what I want to make. Now, you can make the money that I want to make. See, I want to make a lot of money one of these days. And I don't mean that in the haughty sense, but I want to be able to work hard, to play hard. And so, and then also just to be able to support my family. I mean, I made it very clear on here that we do a stay-at-home mom thing, and it's a pain in the butt sometimes because we homeschool our kids. We keep my wife home. My wife has a degree in biology and psychology. I mean, she's smart as a tag, man. She could probably go out and make more money by herself with her degrees than I can with my master's degree. But we've made a very conscientious choice that we feel like the right thing for us is to keep her home right now. And so, you know, I mean, I want to be able to not only make money, but to do well. I want to be able to buy a house and not have to pay on it forever. I want to pay off my student loans in 1/15th of the time that it would have normally have taken. You know, I want to get done with these things. And that's the most beautiful thing about America is that it was created in such a way, so long as we don't jack with it, it was created in such a way to give ourselves the freedom and the abilities to be able to cast our own destinies, to be, and forgive the cliche, I'm so sorry I even said that out loud, but you know, that ability to do life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. If we want to, we can go after whatever it is that makes us happy. And so I got the bug for that, to begin to do that. And I got so interested in this idea of doing what I'm passionate about. And one of the things that I loved about Spirko, this guy Jack Spirko, was that he never once rose-colored it at all. He said, this is going to be a pain in the butt, guys. You're going to have to work hard. So this isn't about, you know, quick and easy money. This is about setting up something, building something from the foundation up that will get you easy money later. But the reason why you'll be able to get to that point is because you're doing those things that you're passionate about, those things that you love. So this had me absolutely intrigued. So I went back to episode 1 of his sites and I began going through them. And he got to this thing, he just started out right out talking about what this thing called WordPress.org. And I thought, huh, how interesting is that? And he started talking about how there's very little coding that's needed for it, how you can install plugins, and then, you know, sometimes he would do videos of it to show us, and he started teaching us marketing stuff, like long-tail marketing research and stuff like that. And I won't get into that. It's kind of some nerdy stuff. So anyway, if you ever want any information on that, I can give it to you, but it's nerd stuff. So anyway, I watched all of those episodes that he had at 5 Minutes of Jack, and just back to back to back to back as quickly as I could. I listened to him on my cell phone whenever I was out listening. I'd listen to a podcast for him when I was out driving around. I'd be watching him, but you know, on the computer screen whenever I was in the office and working on other things. And so I continued to do it. So then I kind of trickled over to a place called Smart Passive Income. Began this idea of income that could work even when you're not working. Now, I'm not talking, again, now, you're like, oh, Trey, you're going into the, you know, the pyramid scheme stuff. No, absolutely not. But the mentality is, if you put hard work into stuff and you put it online right, and then people download those things, you make money off of it. And you don't even have to, you know, ship them anything. You can just do it through a download. Picked up a book called Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. I'll put a link to that in the show notes today. But amazing book, man. Fell in love with that book. And just he gave me the concepts that made me go, you know what? Maybe this is possible. But I wanted to check this out. And I'm a researcher. You guys that have known me for a while, some of you guys have been listeners for over the year now. And some of you guys know that, I mean, I'm a huge researcher. I like to research everything that I do. And so I thought, well, let's research this. And so I said, let's start out by doing just like a .wordpress.com website. And so first thing that I ever did, and I'm telling you guys, this was the conception of Family Podcast Network, and I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes for you guys, but I created a place called Let's Talk About Parenting. Let's Talk About Parenting. You got to go check it out because it's just your standard Let's Talk About Parenting.wordpress.com site. It was the very beginning of Family Podcast Network. I began blogging on it regularly. playing around with fonts and themes and stuff like that, and just kind of tinkering around with it. And I kind of let that sit there for a little while. You know, and I didn't know most of what I was doing. You know, Spreaker really did a good job of building me up, giving me ideas, and getting things out there in terms of like SEO, search engine optimization. Just makes your site easier to find if somebody Google searches or Bings or Yahoo's your site. And I did a lot of research on all that, but I really didn't know much of what I was doing. And I remember the first comment that I got from somebody that wasn't some, you know, poor speaking spammer, you know, you want long fish, you know, change of sheets at hospital? And I'm like, no, this is not, you obviously have no clue what my site does. And so it was the first person that didn't do that. And he just made a comment. He said, this stuff is really great. He goes, this is stuff that I really love and I completely agree with you. And I really needed to be reminded of this today. And it was those few comments that happened back when it was let's talk about parenting.wordpress.com that got my attention. And for the first time, it made me go, maybe this could work. The one thing that I knew is that I was in love with what I was doing. I loved it. I enjoyed it. But the one thing that I did know is that I don't like to type. I hate to type. One of these days, I'm going to make a lot of money, and I'm going to pay a virtual assistant to put together the actual blog stuff, because I don't like typing up the blog stuff and what are we talking about today. I like to record. I love mixing down audio. I even like looking for the pictures, but I hate typing stuff out. So anyway, you know, I started typing these things out, and they were great. I really enjoyed it, read them. And so, you know, I knew that not everybody necessarily was going to enjoy my, you know, my writing style and my style of speaking. But, you know, I liked it, and I thought there's got to be more people out here. And after some affirmations of just some different people, I thought, okay, it's time to take this to the next level. And I knew that I wanted to start a podcast, because I think the podcast is one of the most underrated things that we have out there. We have mainstream media, you know, MSN, MSNBC, you know, ABC, CBS, you know, all those places, NBC. And personally, I feel like they're all in the pocket of people. And I'm staying out of the answer to what people is on purpose for political reasons, but... And I'm not saying, like, you know, they belong to Obama. I don't mean it like that. But I just mean that I don't think that they're reporting the news accurately. I think they're reporting whatever they're told to report. And so the podcast is kind of what they call alternative media. And I thought, man, this is brilliant. And I fell in love with podcasts because I could be listening and learning from somebody that I liked talking exactly about what I wanted to talk about no matter where I was. And I fell in love with that. And I thought, I want to start podcasting. I want to start podcasting. So I thought, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I like writing. I really do. And I mean, I really do. I enjoy writing. When I do write out my blogs, I like what the material that I come out with, but I don't enjoy the process. You know, I think I'd even enjoy it more if I could ever – I need to sit down and continue to train my I bought one of those MacScribe from Nuance, which is just basically a transcription software. I think I could probably enjoy it if I could just speak it all. But there's just some part of me I don't like typing. But I did love to speak. And so I felt like, in a lot of ways, I wasn't using my gifts and my passions, you know, with my passions, maybe I should say. You know, I felt like my gift was the ability to communicate and speak, because, like, even now when I'm speaking, I'm imagining you guys as though you were all in a room, which is a huge number, by the way. So cool. But I imagine this huge number of folks just sitting in the room listening when I'm doing it. And this is my area. This is my zone. So anyway, if you look, so it started out as Let's Talk About Parenting. I loved it. I enjoyed it, but I just felt like it wasn't enough. I'll leave a featured picture. I'll take a screen capture of Let's Talk About Parenting, and I'll make sure to drop it in there so you guys can take a look. All right, I added that in for you guys if you want to see that. It's at the very bottom in the show notes. So, you know, I kept looking around a little bit, and you know, I found this guy named the Podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft, over at podcastanswerman.com, and I began honing my knowledge of podcasting. And again, I'm pretty big, sometimes to my own fault. I like to be very prepared as possible, you know, and sometimes you just need to jump in. And that's the way it was with Family Podcast Network. And I came home, I visited with my wife about it. And, you know, back then, really, it was just kind of like, yeah, that's what you want to do. Yeah, I think that could work, you know, or something like that. And it was just kind of like, you know, we'll give that a whirl and see how that, you know, that works. And so, you know, I remember that I went out and I purchased the familypodcastnetwork.com. started recording at the time, I was using a PC, and I used a free program called Audacity. Just a completely free program. I mean, it wasn't a professional-y thing. Just recorded right onto it with your cheap little ham, you know, little piece of crap desktop microphone. You know, it's like the kind that makes you sound like you're talking into a metal bucket. But I started recording with that. I moved over to the iPhone for a little while and started recording on the iPhone from my car while I was driving. You want to get a big kick, go check out episode 1 and episode 2 of the Family Podcast Network. And man, I tell you, you'll be surprised and where it started out and just kind of the quality that it was. But I was in my car, man. You could hear the clicking of the turn signals. You could hear horns honking. You could hear traffic going by. You could hear me getting startled. I mean, it was the best I could do at the time, but it was just kind of special. And I finally got tired of that. As much as I liked being able to record in the car because it was, you know, usable time for me, at the same time, I mean, it wasn't very professional. So I started recording in the office late at night. And I would just stay in my office. I would record late night, sometimes 10, 11 o'clock before I'd even start coming home, and just record sometimes maybe two episodes a night just to batch process some. And as you know, just did the best we could. The quality was increasing a little bit, but you know, it wasn't there yet. In about November, I researched the best podcasting laptop, and I subsequently found that it was typically, I mean, and all computers have their ups and their downs and their, you know, goods and bads and whatnot. I'm not saying there's any one that's the best. I mean, they all have their specialties, but you know, the one that was probably the most impressive was the MacBook Pro. And so I thought, well, okay, let's do that. So right about that time, I remember I was researching it. Right about that time, my boss at the current place I was working came to me and said, "Trey, we feel like your podcast is a conflict of interest, and we want you to stop it." And I was totally shocked. I never saw this coming. At the time, I was working for an organization where I would do kind of like counseling with families, and I would do a lot of parent education that I was doing is my favorite thing to do, but lots of interaction with families and counseling and helping them with finances and those kinds of things. And so, you know, the people that I was working with at the time were very poor income, very, very lower class income rates. And so, you know, my thought was when I put this together was that Family Podcast is going to meet those people that have to have the internet, often some kind of device like a computer or a laptop or some kind of device where they can download from like an iPhone. So I thought, you know, this really isn't going to get in the way of what I do. And so I thought, well, okay, all right, so we'll keep doing that. So I never even thought it would be an issue. And they came to me and said, yeah, this is a conflict of interest and we want you to stop. And I was blown away by this. I couldn't figure out what in the world it was that I was doing. And I pleaded with them and they said, no, I'm sorry. And so, you know, I complied. I'm very big about, you know, follow the rules when you can. And don't push things too hard. And don't get me wrong. I'm a believer in rule breaking at certain times, but you know, I believe also at doing your best to live at peace with people as well. And so, you know, I thought we'll just talk to him. So I began working with my uppers and visiting with him about what I was doing. And I kept getting met with resistance, but I continued to stay off of it, through, I guess, probably about the majority of November. And, so anyway, I mean, I complied with it. Come January, again, I hadn't worked on the site. I hadn't even touched it. I hadn't even logged in a while. Come January, my boss pulled me in the office and said, hey, I got to looking around and I noticed that your site was still available on Facebook. Well, I hadn't even thought about Facebook. I hadn't logged into it. I hadn't accessed it. I mean, the only time I really went to it was when I was on my website and I would go over there. Totally didn't even think about it. But she looked at it and said, you know, Trey, you didn't take it down like I asked you to. So we want you to pack your stuff up and we're not going to fire you, but we're going to ask you to resign effective immediately. And I mean, we're talking just that punch to the gut. It was just one of those things where it's like, there is no way that this is happening. This can't be. I mean, I've never been fired in my life. All of my performance evals up to that point, even in that job, had been amazing. And it was just a shock. Now, they cut us a really good deal. I mean, I know they were trying to avoid unemployment and that kind of stuff. And I know they came out ahead. And I was okay with that. But we got a good deal out of it. I mean, they paid out all of my sick time. They finished out the month. And then they paid out my sick time. And I got to keep my benefits that entire time. It paid off for us. Luckily, we had a nice big old fat nest egg saved up. that we had been saving on throughout the year, just kind of following one of Dave Ramsey's plan. And so we had a nice little nest egg stored away, and in a lot of ways it was just kind of lucky that we hadn't had to spend it on something else, I guess. But we were able to live off of that, and I think we went until probably about April or so, and without having a job completely. And let me tell you, it was stressful. We found a groove that we loved, and my wife and I quickly realized out of that, man, we could do this. You know, if we could make the money online, I mean, we could do the staying on. I mean, because my wife and I actually like each other. We love each other, of course, right? Most people do, but we actually like each other. We enjoy being in each other's presence. We really are a fantastic team. We're a very good team. And so, you know, we said, man, we could do this. And so we started kind of really re-looking into the website stuff. You know, by this time I'd started podcasting, starting January, all that time that I was off, I was podcasting, continuing to work. And I did have a job, kind of a part-time job at the church I was working at as a youth minister. So we had some income coming in. And but nonetheless, stressful and scary. I was about to say strary. It was very strary. It was stressful and scary at the same time. And but we kept it going. Now, you know, at this point, I had the MacBook, and so I was recording then right off the microphone, right off the laptop, which, I mean, wasn't amazing, but it was better than anything I'd used up to this point. And so anyway, we kept doing that, and about April rolled around. By this time, I had a job, and we had income flowing back in again, and so I took a look at my very first pseudo-professional microphone. And I picked it up, great price, found a good deal for it, and thus kind of began phase one of Family Podcast Network's, you know, mic setup. And beautiful quality tone, very deep, rich vocals. It's not this one that you're hearing now, but I fell in love with that mic. It was a mobile one, so I could take it with me to work and record during lunch breaks and things like that. It was just a great setup. In September, I went ahead and upgraded microphones again, so that way I could leave that mobile one in my mobile kit and then have one that stayed at home all the time. And I started doing that. Littered throughout that, I started the interview process, fell in love with it, loved having special guests on. So that brings us to our next point of the segment. Where are we at now? By the time, if you guys are listening to this in October of 2012, maybe you're listening to this in the future, by October 2012, I was sitting at the place that I work. I found a job working as an assistant to the dean at a local college, and that's where I'm at right now. And I started working there, and they started assembling a sound system upstairs that they were going to use for their very high tech, amazing simulation laboratory where they can actually teach. It's a nursing school, so they can teach nurses how to do certain things with these mannequins, these sim men that can actually interact with people. We're talking just amazingly, fascinatingly great piece of technology, incredible. But anyway, all of that to say that they started building the sound system. Well, they just so happened to buy a soundboard, and I thought, oh, that's so cool. I'd love to have that. But I'm just let it go. Well, they wound up assembling the sound system, and they wound up not needing it. And so they had this soundboard just sitting there, and I brought it down. I said, hey, how much can I, you know, buy this from you guys for? And my boss said, no, just take it. No big deal. I don't even know what it is, and if Phil doesn't need it, you know, you can just take it. And it was the guy who runs the sim lab. And he said, just take it. So, boom, automatically set up with that. Through a series of events over the next few weeks after that, I scored two new microphones that are professional Shure SM58 microphones, just super cool, just out of nowhere. Got them for completely free, brand new. I mean, we're talking just immaculate condition. Super, super duper cool. So, anyway, just kind of some neat things that happened throughout that period of time. My wife and I sat down, and I had a special guest on named Paul McGuire. And Paul McGuire and I we had good chemistry, we had a good setup, we enjoyed each other's company, we had a lot of fun talking during an interview that he came on. He came on twice, maybe a third time, onto the Family Podcast Network. And finally, one day, Paul had just made a comment, you know, maybe we could start doing this more permanently. So I thought to myself, you know, all right. I sat and thought about it for a little bit, and I kind of went and did a little research on co-hosting and how that works in podcasts and whatnot, and I was absolutely fascinated by the idea. And so, anyway, we went ahead and emailed him up and said, hey, what do you think? What do you think about doing this? Do you want to start making this more of a permanent thing? He was like, absolutely. So that was the birth of the Real Family Guys podcast, where education and experience collide to help take you deeper in your parenting. And Paul and I knocked out 17 episodes before Paul was really kind of ready to get back to his roots. He was ready to get back to the roots of what he started out with, which was very collegiately focused, how to help families get plugged in. And he covers all sorts of topics, but he wanted to get back to his roots of blogging and get back to his roots of college and whatnot. So he informed us, I guess, last week, just to say that this was going to be his last episode. And so we'll get into more a little bit of that in just a minute. Eventually, I sat down and my wife and I just kind of got to visiting about how passionate we are about marriage and how passionate we are about seeing others experience marriage. And one of us made the comment, you know, kind of like with what you do with Family Podcast Network. And so we sat down and thought, maybe we can start a show that is based off of how do we kind of help bulletproof marriages and how can we help make marriages more resistant, kind of a fair proofing and that kind of thing, because we're very passionate about that. And we're not above reproach. Corey and I both know that there are plenty of things that can draw us down and draw us in. And so at the same time, we thought, man, maybe we could teach that. And we practice a series of things to help protect our marriage from failing. And so we thought, maybe we could teach some of these things. Maybe we can, share in other people's struggles and say, man, we sucked this up today. Man, we had a good time with this. And here's some of the strategies that we use. And so thus began the creation of the Marriage Podcast Network, and of which we've knocked out several episodes now. And it's absolutely been an amazing experience. So anyway, you guys can just see where we've come from. There's just been ups, there's been downs, there's been lefts, there's been rights, and it's just been a neat thing to see. And, especially that thing with Jeff, I officially want to announce that the new co-host that we're going to have coming on is going to be my good buddy, Jeff Emery. And he's been on the show a couple of times now. Once he came on to talk about raising kids with incurable diseases, he has two kiddos that have been diagnosed type 2 diabetes. And anyway, he came on to talk about that. And then he came on to talk about what he called the parenting pyramid, which I think is one of the most revolutionary pieces of anything educational when it comes to parenting that you're ever going to find. And so he's been on twice, fell in love with it. He just kept kind of dropping hints that he loved doing it, that he wished we could do it on a more permanent basis. And so I kind of flagged it away and stuck it away and just, thought, well, that's interesting. And I knew that it was always smart to have a redundancy plan whenever we went over this. And so I thought, okay, all right, so we need to have a redundancy plan. So I thought, Jeff has mentioned this. We'll keep this on the back burner. Make sure we don't forget this. Sorry, I had to take a sip of water there. So anyway, I kept that in there. Paul, recently announced that he wasn't going to be doing Real Family Guys podcast anymore. So I thought, maybe this is the fit. So I gave Jeff a call and just said, hey, here's where we are. Here's what I'd like to do. Questions. He asked me several questions about what it was and then said, man, let me talk to my wife about it. But he said, I feel pretty confident. This is what I want to do. And he called me back earlier this week to say, I'm on board. Let's do this. And so I do want to officially take this time to make an announcement of make sure that you guys give a warm welcome to the new co-host of the Real Family Guys podcast, Jeff Emery. He's going to be on starting next Friday for our show. We'll record our very first one on that and have Jeff on. So anyway, continuing to move on with where we are now, I've watched to this day, I have watched our listener base grow exponentially. I mean, I have been blown away at how many people there are that sit down every dadgum day and listen to this show. And I want to make sure that I'm clear on that. That is the biggest honor that I could ever have, number one. But secondarily, I am so proud of so many parents. Now, not because they're listening to me. I'm going to screw up and make mistakes. I'm going to say things that are wrong on here as well from time to time. I'm going to make sure that I correct it when I do. So again, I want to make sure I'm clear that I'm not saying that I'm proud of you for listening to Trey. It's not what I mean at all. But I am so proud that there are this many parents that are sitting down and saying, I'm ready to take my parenting to the next level. I mean, I love, like we had on Wednesday this week, Ellie Hirsch. She said in there, she calls herself the mommy master. And teaching parents how to be mommy and daddy masters. I love that. And I love it that there's parents out there that said, okay, I've done good up until this point, but how do I take it more? I've done horrible up until this point. I'm ready to take it further. And I cannot begin to express how much of an honor that is to get to be a part of that with you. Sorry, guys. I told myself I wasn't going to get choked up on this. But I am so proud of you. for doing that. It has been so cool. It is an honor. It is that thing that when I am dog tired, I've been packing up ready for my weekend trip, and I'm just ready to stop. It's that thing that said, man, I'm so pumped to record. And I'll tell you, it's easy. It's easy. I'm flowing this out right now, and it is so easy because I know those folks are out there that are saying, let's go, Trey. I'm ready. I'm tired of the milk. I'm ready for the meat. Let's go. So cool. During this kind of the present right now, I also wrote and published my first ebook. It really was a short primer is all it was. It was just a short book that I did a little bit of field testing with it. I'm going to start offering it as a part of the sign-up program. If you sign up for the site, you'll get a copy of that book. And anyway, but it was just kind of just one of the neat pinnacles of this was seeing that first ebook written. And it's actually going to be the first of a series. This is going to be a series of books that are going to come out on the Art of Parenting series that we're going to go through. But more on that here in just a bit. All righty. Another neat thing that kind of has occurred in the present now is my wife has started blogging over at The Family Podcast. You probably heard that in the intro segment, but it's been kind of neat to see my wife get on there, and really she's exercising her skill and doing the typing, and it's so incredible. So that was a very neat addendum that we added to this. And so that's kind of where we are now, and let's wrap it up on this right here. We're going to go ahead and finish this up. Well, let's talk about what's going to come. Or what's to come in 2013. Number one, first off, you're going to start seeing a new season of the Real Family Guys podcast. Again, we're bringing Jeff on in a very, very new dynamic here. For those of you guys that didn't, haven't listened to the episodes maybe with Jeff, Jeff has his degree and his licensure in marriage and family therapy. So, we're talking just spot on for the job. He has frequently taught parenting education to parents, particularly with an emphasis on working with divorced families. And let me tell you, this guy is good. This guy is good. Yeah, this is the guy that when somebody comes up to me and they're talking about trying to co-parent with a separated spouse, who should they go to? I send them to Jeff. That's who I tell them to go to because I get people frequently asking for my advice on that. So Jeff Emery is my guy. And whenever we thought the idea of getting him on the show was absolutely lucrative, it was like, man, this is going to be such a good fit. Because now you got two educated nerds wanting to talk about family that both have them. One of the things that I really think that Jeff's going to bring to the table that's unique compared to what I bring to the table is that he also has kids that are a little bit older than mine. My oldest is 6 years old. And he's got kids in the double digits now. And so I think it's going to bring a nice, unique perspective to the table that I think is going to be real. I mean, I'm not just saying these to try to just, it's going to be... I mean, like, seriously, I think this is going to be really good to get to have these approaches and perspectives. And I think we're really going to enjoy it. I'm really actually really looking forward to it. So next off, and what's to come in 2013, expect to see more subsequent book series. I at least want to try to get my next book series out for the art of the lost art of parenting. And we're going to be looking for section two of that. I'm not going to release yet what it's about because I'm landlocked here between two different titles that I've started on and I can't make my decision up. So I have learned that often when I can't make my decision up on the fly, it's because it's not time to. So I'm giving it some time to figure out which one of those two it's going to be. I will announce what the next book is going to be. Number three. Probably one of the more just outside of the box, iconoclastic decisions that we're going to make for this next year is going to be this one. I am going to be opening myself up to consultations, phone consultation and some email consultation. I'm in the process of putting together packages so that for a certain amount you can call me, talk with me on the phone. Hey, here's what my kid's doing. Here's the problem that we're having. Here's what we're needing to get solved. What do we need to do, Trey? What do we need to do when we're having this issue right here? And those kinds of things. So we're going to start that to where you'll have access to me for premium, for the ability to ask me as many questions as you want. Tell me your story. Vent to me. Whatever it is that you're going to need to do. And then figure out how are we going to work this stuff out? How can we work with a kiddo that's tough? How do we work the kids that are really hard? How do we reach the kid that seems unreachable? And we're going to open ourselves up to be able to start consulting and have that available to you guys through Skype, through phone, whatever it is that you guys feel the most comfortable with. I'm also going to try to really work hard to inject life into the forums. I started a forum when I first started all this out. And frankly, I was just in the middle of trying to learn how to do all this. So I just didn't have the time to spend on learning how to run the forum. Actually, I say that building the forum and setting it up was the easy part. The more difficult part was figuring out how to drive people to the forum, get people registering that aren't spammer bots in Tonville, you know, and then get people talking. Because one of my big desires is this is the Family Podcast. What? Network. And I want to start getting parents networked together. I want parents to be able to sit down and talk. I want parents of ADHD to be able to sit in a forum and talk with each other. Yeah, my kiddo diagnosed with ADHD 5 years ago, and they had a problem with what you're talking about. Here's what we did. And then the other person get back on. Wow, we tried that. That was amazing. I want to start linking people together in a very real, a very actionable way. Because I can go research any topic, and I'm really good at it because I'm good at researching and finding information and figuring out how to practically implement it into parenting and all that other good jazz. Some of the cases I've had that experience, but the fact of the matter is I just can't have every experience. But there are other parents out there like you that have. And so we built a forum system that I really want to inject life into and get people moving over there and posting on the forum, because that is where I think people are going to connect and share ideas. And eventually what I want to do is, and I want you guys that are longtime listeners, I want you guys to be thinking about this. I'm going to need some people that will be willing to moderate. Super easy. It doesn't matter if you have 1,000 kids and you don't have a whole lot of time. Moderation can be really, really easy. So I want you guys to be thinking, would you be willing to be a moderator over there? And if you are, please feel free to contact me. No, I need you to contact me at Trey Gibson at the Family Podcast Network and say, Trey, I'd like to be a moderator over there. Remember, it doesn't take but just a few minutes a day, even sometimes. It's all you need. Just to watch your form. You won't be doing the whole thing. You're not gonna be a grandmaster. That's my job. But you're just gonna be basically looking over, perusing your forum in your specialty area that you're going to pay attention to. You're going to bring people to the site, get people talking, make sure people aren't being butts. So just be thinking about that. Next off, and last, I should say, I want to start an online parenting support group. I had a mom suggest that a while back, saying that she's just so busy. She really wants to be more active at FPN. But the fact of the matter is that she is constrained to the fact that she's got a lot going on. She has a kiddo with a diagnosis, and so there's a lot of things in her life, and she just didn't have the time to do more. But she did mention, if you ever have an online support group, let me know, because I'd like to be a part of it. And so after bouncing the idea off a few of my friends and my wife, I started thinking, you know, maybe that's not a half bad idea. That's something that I would love. That's something that I would enjoy, and being able to have that ability. And I don't know if people understand the power of group. I just don't think people really get it. I've actually done and led some group therapy before, and this is not what I'm talking about. We're not going to like sit around, now what's your problems and how did that make you feel? No, we're going to get to the nitty gritty stuff. Man, this week I was ready to slap my son across the face. This is not a real story for me in this case, but, you know, be able to get real with each other and start opening up and talking. Well, what can we do? What can happen here? And really start seeing growth. And I'm telling you, if you have never experienced what it's like to be a part of a group, I want you to start considering if you want to be a part of the parenting support group. If you are interested, please contact me, Trey Gibson at the Family Podcast Network. In the subject, put parenting group. I'd like to hear back from you on these things as we continue to build it. So, anyway, that is all the wrap-up. That's for 2013. And believe me when I tell you, I've got more ideas than this. But in reality, I need to stick with what's actionable, what can I do, because there's going to come a day where I'm going to do Family Podcast Network as my primary job. And I'm going to have all day to work on it, no problem. But until then, I've got to balance a full-time job. I've got to balance this, and I've got to balance my family, and I've got to balance my marriage, and I've got to balance my walk with my spiritual beliefs with God. So I've got to balance all those things. So I can't just 2 feet in on all this stuff. But that's where we're going to be headed this next go-around for 2013. So be thinking about, how do you, longtime listener of Family Podcast Network, want to get involved? Now you may be saying, well, Trey, I've only been a listener for 2 or 3 months. I don't care. If you feel like you're really aligning, I want to talk with you. I want to see if you're the right fit for this. I want to see how we can get you in here, because the Family Podcast Network is not TreyGibson.com. The Family Podcast Network was built by me, but it's about you. Right now, it's just an empty shell without you guys. And I need to fill that with somebody to give it the meat and the bones and the guts. I mean, that's what I need. I need real people to step in and start filling those gaps and start making the connections with people and start bringing people to that point where they can start de-stressing their parenting and start de-stressing themselves, acknowledging that, whoa, there are other people out there having the same dadgum issues as me. That's where I see Family Podcast Network going, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. You guys, have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Family Podcast Network. Don't forget to share this Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, anything you got. I sure do appreciate you guys. If y'all have any questions, please contact me. I'd love to follow up with you. I answer every single email that I'll get, so you can expect a response. No matter how busy I am, you'll get one. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday.